Sweetie, can I come inside?
Hey, how are you feeling? You've just been in your room for a while, and I wanted to check in on you. Oh, and I brought these. I got you some water, put that flavoring that you like in it, and just in case you were hungry, I got some of your favorite snacks. No, it really isn't an issue. I do anything for my baby. And this took like half a minute, so really, don't worry about it. You take care of me when I need it. Let me take care of you. There we go. Thank you, sweetie. Can I ask what's wrong, baby? Your anxiety again. I'm sorry about that. One day, I'm going to find the CEO of anxiety, and I'm going to kick his ass for you. Anything for you. Is there anything in specific you're worried about? Or is your mind just stressed? I'm really sorry about that, sweetie. It's never fun when you can't get those kinds of thoughts off your mind. I know it isn't a cure-all, but I hope that you know you're safe here with me. I want to be able to help you get through this. Because I know you, sweetie. You're so strong. You've been able to get through all of this worry and all of the stress up to this point. And if you can do that, then you'll be able to do so much more. You're so much tougher and so much more resilient than you realize, baby. I mean it. I really do. Do you want to talk about it more? Or do you just want a distraction right now? Distraction? I'm really good at that. Are you fine if I lay down with you? You just look so comfy with your pile of pillows and your weighted blanket. I didn't know if I could interrupt this whole thing you got going on. Yeah, you got this whole fort here. Little pillow castle. Yes, your majesty. I bring to you a bountiful harvest of kisses and cuddles and hugs. Okay, not to interrupt our medieval cuddle night roleplay, but what are you feeling comfortable with right now? Is there anywhere you don't want me to touch or kiss? Do you want to give affection to or just receive? No, it's totally fine to only want to receive affection when you're feeling like this. I know giving affection is very vulnerable, and anxiety can really affect stuff like that. Plus, I'll never complain about getting to hold my cute boy tight and kiss his pretty neck. You are a cute boy. The cutest boy in the world. It's just a fact. I looked it up and I found some peer-reviewed studies. Scientists agree that you are the cutest, most adorable, cuddliest boy on earth. And as someone who gets to look at you every day, I think I'm going to have to agree with the experts on this one. Are you alright if I hold you from behind? I just want to hold you tight and give you little kisses. You would like that, huh? Well then, come here. Yeah, just like that. Let your body relax as I hold you in my arms. And you're my good boy. You know that. I know I tell you a lot, but I just want you to know that you are such a sweet, fun, wonderful person. Whenever I get to see you, everything's just a little lighter, a little easier. Really, it's true for me. And it's true for your friends. You just bring the spark to everyone you know. I promise. You're so amazing, sweetie. That's why it's always hard to see you when your anxiety gets bad. I just want to wrap you up in a blanket and hug you and watch movies with you until I can see you smile again. Maybe we could do that once you calm down a little bit. I can cuddle in here until you're in the right headspace to go watch a movie. Or we could watch something fun and light. Maybe we can order some things to eat while we watch. And we still have that ice cream in the freezer. Okay, yeah, it's been there for a while. But it should still be good. Hey, if you don't want to eat it, then that's just more for me. But for real, we don't have to go do anything until you're ready. I know that doing anything other than lying here can be overstimulating. And I don't have anywhere to go tonight. So we can take it slow. Hey, I don't mind cuddling in bed. I've got something in this room that I'm really interested in. No, I'm not talking about your stuffed animals. They're only like my second favorite thing to cuddle in here. Of course you're first. What else? Yeah. I'm secretly cuddling your bookshelf every time you're out of the room. Every time you're out of the house, I run in here. And I start caressing it. I mean, you're still better than the bookcase. And that can be third. Well, I have to keep your stuffed animals in second place. They are the ones who let me in here. And this may be your bedroom, but it's their domain. Uh-huh. You're like my ambassador to them. You do negotiation for us. What? Of course they're gonna hold you closer, sweetie. They can hold you close. As tight as you need. How's that feeling for you? Any better? Good. If there's anything else I can do for you, just let me know. I want my good boy to be as cozy and as comfortable as he can be. Anything for you. Because right now, I'm just here to comfort you, okay? I'm here for you, sweetie. I'm here for you. And there's no way I'd rather have it. Just me, my adorable, wonderful, perfect baby all cuddled up together. Yeah. You're my cute boy. My soft, cozy boy gets to be all cuddled up with me. And I get to be all cuddled up with you, too. Just how I like it. You feeling any better, baby? That's good. I'm glad I can help my cute boy, even just a bit. No, don't worry. I'm being so honest when I say that if I can take a bit of my time and use it to make you feel better at all, then it's so worth it. Because that's what caring about someone is all about. Wanting to be there no matter what. I want to be there for you. Through the good times and the bad. I know, I'm feeling really saccharine right now. Yeah, that was the word of the day a bit back. I want to be with you through the good and the bad. But I also want to expand my vocabulary through the good and the bad. Silly me? Never. I'm your stone-cold serious girlfriend who would never joke around. Okay, well, maybe I'm a little bit silly, but you enjoy it. It's part of my charm. I say something really sweet, and then I say something really stupid. We gotta balance things out. I hope that doesn't detract from the fact that I'm here for you, okay? Whatever you need. I may just be here and silly. Oh. You're so sweet. Is there anything else I can do for you, baby? No need to be shy. If there's anything I can do to help you relax, then I'm more than willing to do it. Come on. I won't judge you for whatever it is, I promise. Is my baby feeling needy for me? How cute. I mean, we have been cuddling in bed while I lay kisses on the sensitive neck. It's only natural that you would get some other needs. Are you okay if I help you out? Because I have no problems giving some care to my cutie, but it's up to you. Great. Before we start, what are you okay with me doing? Is there anything you don't want me to do? Okay, so it would kind of be the opposite of what we've been doing here. I just lay down, and you do the work. Because I'm fine with whatever you need. Do you want to grind against me? Fuck my thighs. Fuck my pussy. So grinding. And then you put your pretty cock in my pussy. That sounds good to me. And you remember your safe word, right? Good boy. You also have traffic lights. If you're too overwhelmed to speak, you can squeeze my hand 3 times, okay? Perfect. Let's just flip you over so we're facing each other. Uh-huh. And you can grind against me. There's your cute face. You really are so stunning. Now grind against me. Make yourself feel good, alright? Fuck. You feel so good against me. Are you alright if I kiss you? I want to make out. But this is all about making you feel good. God, the taste of your lips is so intoxicating. I don't think I can ever get enough of it. Though, we can try. God, baby. You're so fucking perfect, you know that? Yeah, you are. Just feeling those soft lips as you grind against me so eagerly. It's so fucking adorable. Every time you rock your hips against me, I just go crazy. I know that I'm supposed to be making you feel good. I'm just so fucking wet right now. It's hard not to get drenched when I have the most perfect, cute boy in front of me. And it's even harder when I can feel your pretty cock through your pajama pants. Yeah, you're excited for me. Excited for me to take care of all your needs. You're getting flustered. You're grinding against my thighs so much faster now. Yeah, you can't wait much longer, can you? Then why don't we pull down your cute pajama pants? And I'll pull down mine. That way we can get you thrusting that aching cock into my tight, wet pussy. Does that sound good? Good boy. So eager for me. Let's just slide these bottoms off you and there we go. God. Whenever I get to see your cock, I'm always so amazed at how pretty it is. And now time for me. I'll just slide these cute little shorts off and yeah, I'm kind of soaked right now. Easier for you to slide in. Fuck. Just like that, sweetie. Yeah, just like that. Fuck. Yeah, just like that, sweetie. Oh, just like that. You feel so good inside me. You feel so good inside me. Your cock always just hits the perfect spots. And like I said, fuck. Even though this feels so good, I can stop anytime if you need. Yeah. I'm just making sure, but I'm personally very happy with this. Yeah. What about you? Good. God, you're always so adorable when you get horny like this. That look in your eyes. You just look so hungry for me. Yeah. Do you need me, sweetie? Do you need your girlfriend's pussy so fucking bad? Good boy. You're such a good boy for me. Yeah, you're good if I squeeze you tight while you fuck me. Just a little more sensitive than I thought I'd be. I want to hold on to you. Do you feel safe with me pressed up against you like this? Never stop being so adorable to you. And even when you're moaning so eagerly. Feels so fucking good when your cock goes all the way inside of me. God. I know this is all about your pleasure, but this is making me go crazy too. Go whatever pace you need, sweetie. With how fucking horny I am right now, you can do whatever you want. Oh my god. Fuck. Fuck me how you want, okay? Come however you want. And I assume that's what you want. To come for me. Yeah, we don't need to make too much of a mess, right? Yeah, so whenever you feel yourself getting close, baby. Come for me. Okay. Are you all right with that? I thought so. Use me however you need, baby. This is all about you right now. Yeah, this is all about my good boy. Making him feel so much better. Yeah. Well, hopefully after this, you'll just be so cute and relaxed. Yeah. Can I wrap my legs around you? Okay. I'm already holding you so tight, pressing you against me. So wrapping my legs around your waist will just bring me even closer to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to be as close to you as I can be. Yeah, I'm going to squeeze you as tight as I can. Because you're my cute boy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're staring at my lips so intensely, sweetie. Do you want to feel them against yours? Come here. You're so fucking cute. So perfect. Oh, your lips feel amazing. How are you feeling, baby? You still okay with all this? Okay, good. I want to make sure, because I'm very into all of this, if you can't tell. Yeah, call me crazy. But I like making out with my cute baby. While they cuddle fuck me under a weighted blanket. Yeah, I really do. God. Especially when you're hitting all the fucking right spots over and over and over again. Yeah. Yeah. Give me my clit while you fuck me. But like I said, I'm a little sensitive. Oh, it's alright, baby. More than alright. It feels good. I just, God, my legs are shaking like crazy. Yeah. How are you feeling, baby? Do you think you're getting close? Because I don't know how much longer I can go either. Of course you can go faster. This is all about you after all. Yeah, that feels good. Fuck. God, that feels really good. You're so good. You're such a good fucking boy for me. God, your whimpers. Your little noises are so cute. Do I really make you feel that good? How's my pussy feel wrapped around you? Can you feel me tightening around you every time you thrust all the way inside me? Because I feel so empty without your pretty cock inside me, sweetie. I just want to feel you inside me as much as I can. God, you're hitting that sensitive spot so fucking good, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh. Fuck, I think I'm close. What about you? Yeah? My good boy's getting close. Come. Let yourself feel good and come for me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's come together. Keep up that pace. And come inside me as I come around your pretty fucking cock. Oh, yeah. Oh, there we go. Just like that. Just like that. Good boy. Come for me. Come for me, baby. Yeah, just inside me. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my god. Yeah. Oh, my beautiful baby. Yeah. Fuck. That's it. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my god, fuck. Oh, my beautiful baby. You did such a good job. Yeah, you're still coming for me. That's it, baby. Take your time, fuck. I fucking love watching you come for me. I love when you let go. Oh, you did such a good job. How are you feeling now? Better? I'm so glad. I was so sad seeing you worried like that. If you ever need me to take care of you again, just let me know, okay? Anything for you, my good boy.